Hello guys. It is not just a rainbow podcast with Catherine. Today I am gonna cover another question about sex and relationships. Let's start. Most folks start getting busy in their late teens. By the time they hit 30, almost everyone has done the deed at least once. But for that small group who haven't, dealing with a society that's all about sex and the shame of being a virgin can be tough. Pop culture really doesn't cut virgins any slack. People love to joke about the 40-year-old virgin, but we never really hear from actual virgins about their thoughts and experiences. Some people have a tough time when it comes to sex, due to things like mental health issues, trauma, or religion, and being labeled as a virgin just makes things worse by adding to their fears of being made fun of or left behind. And then there are those who just don't see losing their virginity as a big deal. Here, a bunch of folks between 19 and 52 years old chat about why they haven't done the deed yet, and what they think about what's to come. 1. Alan, 19. Before I was around 16 or 17, I had no clue how to pick up on social cues or interact with people. I have autism, so that's probably why. I stutter a ton, too. If I can't have a conversation without stumbling over my words, it's not a good look. I'm bi and I've only had feelings for women. If I had a partner, I'd want our relationship to be more than just getting off together. I'm not into porn or the idea of sex just for the sake of it. I see it more as a special connection between two people. I'm scared that I'll end up being 45 or 35 and still single. I've always wanted to leave something behind when I die, like having kids. I daydream about having a relationship in the future with a better version of myself. Seeing others have those experiences while I'm not doing anything makes me feel like I'm falling behind. I'm not like those incel guys who blame women for everything. It's more of a personal issue for me. I just struggle to communicate with people I have feelings for. But I do believe that I'll find someone eventually. I'm not a negative person. I'm not even that lonely. I just feel things really intensely, but sometimes I have trouble expressing them. One thing that does worry me is that I might like someone but not be able to tell them. 2. Emma, 25. A lot of guys out there expect girls to put out, but I'm not about that. I'm gonna take things slow and do what feels right for me. I want to enjoy myself and be with someone I can trust. I'm not in a rush when it comes to relationships. I'm more like a slow-cooked pot roast than a quick snack in the microwave. And I don't care what anyone else thinks about it. When I find the right person, then maybe I'll think about getting married. But if not, that's cool too. I've been out with all sorts of people cause I swing both ways and I'm into all kinds of folks. My buddies tease me about being picky, but I just know what I like. I'm kinda unique and independent, so I dig someone who's the same way. A go-getter is definitely my type. I tried being upfront with guys about this stuff right away, but it didn't go well. They either got all weird and creepy, or just disappeared on me. Dating and telling people that I'm a virgin is tough. I've had to say, no sex happening tonight or on the next date. Please respect my boundaries. When I've been upfront about it, some guys have gotten super creepy or just straight up disappeared. I get that for some people, that's a deal breaker, and that's totally fine. I could hop on Tinder and write just looking for some fun and have people hitting me up in no time. It's totally possible. But honestly, it's not that serious. In the grand scheme of things, it's all just made up. Being a virgin or not is just a social idea, and there's really no way to know for sure either way. 3. Clause 31. I tried online dating with Tinder, Bumble, and Facebook dating, but I didn't have much luck. Hardly any matches and no one swiping right on me. The main issue is my social anxiety. I hate big crowds and I never talk to people I don't know. Even when I did go to bars and clubs when I was younger, I never felt like I fit in. Plus, I don't think I'm that attractive. My self-esteem is basically non-existent. I have zero confidence, and I always find a way to mess things up. I've convinced myself that I don't deserve to be in a relationship. It's interesting to hear about other people's struggles, but those virginity subreddits can really bring you down. Everyone's reasons for being a virgin are different. Some just want sex, some want intimacy, and to feel wanted by someone. And then there are those drama queens who make a big deal about being a virgin at 16. For me, it's not just about not having sex, it's about feeling lonely and craving intimacy and desire from someone. Not getting busy in bed is a factor, but the real issue is not feeling close to someone, not feeling wanted, and just feeling lonely overall. My parents and brother are the only ones who know this, and I'm not exactly proud of it. So I keep it to myself. Once you reach a certain age, people stop asking or just assume you've already done it. I always said to myself that if I hadn't had sex by the time I turned 30, I'd consider seeing an escort. Well, I'm almost 32 now and still not sure if I should go through with it. Sometimes I feel like I should just go ahead and make an appointment to get it over with. Maybe it'll boost my confidence and help me get rid of some insecurities. If I don't go down that road, I might just end up being a virgin forever. 4. Nigel, 44. Everything else in my life is great. I have money, I enjoy my job, I have fun hobbies, and I make friends easily. But when it comes to women, I have this idea in my head of what they want in a guy, especially looks-wise, and I don't think I measure up to other guys. I know logically it's all in my head, and I'm the one holding myself back. I just don't want to deal with a bunch of rejection to find someone. Many of my buddies were like, "Don't sweat it, dude, it'll happen." I thought it would just happen naturally without me having to do anything. But now that I'm getting older and still haven't had this typical human experience, that's like a rite of passage into adulthood. It makes me even more insecure. I get that it's easy to tease, but I don't feel like a total loser. I push people away before they can hurt me because I'm scared of getting hurt. I know therapy could help me deal with this, but maybe I just need to face my fear head on by putting myself in situations where I might get rejected. I feel like I'm missing out on growing emotionally because I haven't faced these challenges. I don't really talk about it, but I don't want this to be the only thing people know about me. I know it's easy to make jokes, but I don't think I'm a total loser. I can't be certain, but I think most people think they're the star of their own show. I've always felt like I'm just a side character in everyone else's story. 5. Michael, 52. I've been in a few relationships before, but none of them lasted longer than a month. I've told some folks that I can take care of my own needs when it comes to sex. What I really want is a genuine connection with someone. Sometimes you try and it doesn't work out. Then you try something else and it still doesn't work. It gets frustrating to keep hitting a wall trying to make something happen. I struggle with depression, and I'm taking meds for it. I realize that dating apps and websites are just trying to make money off of lonely people. So I deleted all my profiles. I'm not bad at talking to people, but I struggle with understanding how to have a close relationship. It's kinda intimidating because you fear getting embarrassed. I'm not sure if there's someone out there who will be patient enough to deal with me not knowing what to do. I don't really keep it a secret. Right now, most of my buddies are married with kids. It's just assumed that, by this age, you've done the deed, so it's not a big topic of conversation. They usually chat about work, home stuff, or their kids. Every year I think to myself, this is it, things are going to change, but they never do. It can be super frustrating and depressing. Blaming the world, or half of it, because I'm not getting what I want just isn't fair. I'm just trying to accept that I probably won't find my soulmate anytime soon, and just focus on living my best life with what I've got. That's all. I hope you enjoy today's topic. Share my podcast with your friends, and see you. All the best. Bye-bye.